This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. At least 9 Palestinians were killed in a major Israeli offensive in Jenin, Tulkom, and Huas in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian health authorities said on Wednesday. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed 3 militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tulkom and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
Fiona Jones for Reuters. The Telegram app chief has been released from police custody in France, but will appear in court. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
French prosecutors have freed Telegram CEO Pavel Durov from police custody after 4 days of questioning over allegations that the messaging app is being used for illegal activities such as child sexual abuse material, drug trafficking, fraud and abetting organized crime transactions. Further, their suggestions, Telegram has refused to share information or documents with investigators when required by law. Durov's arrest in France has caused outrage in Russia, with some government officials calling it politically motivated and proof of the West's double standard on freedom of speech. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's incursion and a barrage of drones and missiles that Moscow launched this week have intensified pressure on the Biden administration to ease its cautious approach to the use of Western weapons and escalating Ukrainian attacks. Some of Ukraine's American and European supporters say they fear the U.S. caveats could doom Ukraine's fight. A rapid spread of the Mpox virus in sub-Saharan Africa could intensify the financial strain that many countries in the region are already facing, according to a statement by the ratings agency Fitch. Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
Potentially deadly Mpox was declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization earlier this month after a new strain spread from Democratic Republic of Congo to neighboring states. Ivory Coast, Kenya, Rwanda, South Africa and Uganda are some of the Fitch-rated issuers that have reported Mpox cases, the ratings agency said. Some 13 African countries have reported more than 22,800 Mpox cases and 622 deaths this year. The Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention said on Tuesday. In the event of a substantial increase in Mpox case counts, Fitch said the main impact on economies would likely be on consumption and production.
Alice Rizzo for Reuters. Questions about the safety of Tesla's full self-driving system are growing. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A series of alarming recent incidents with Tesla's full self-driving system, including a Seattle-area crash that killed a motorcyclist in April, has drawn the attention of federal regulators who were already investigating the company's automated driving systems because of dozens of crashes that raised safety concerns. The problems have led people who monitor autonomous vehicles to become more skeptical that Tesla's system will ever be able to operate safely on a widespread scale. Some analysts say they doubt Tesla is even close to deploying a fleet of autonomous robo-taxis by next year, as CEO Elon Musk predicted. I'm Julie Walker.
Mexico's president says he has put relations with the United States and Canadian embassies on pause after the two countries voiced concerns over a proposed controversial judicial overhaul. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador did not elaborate Tuesday on what a pause would mean. Last Thursday, U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar called the proposal a risk to democracy that would endanger Mexico's commercial relationship with the United States, angering the Mexican president. Salazar has since dialed back his tone. López Obrador also accused Canada of interfering with an internal matter for expressing apprehension about the proposal. The three countries share a crucial commercial relationship that reached an estimated $1.8 trillion in trade in 2022.
I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.